Data Holland Day Pico Muriel Zimbabwe Mchakaza Moshe Lingali Chona Jani Zulukandaba. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk at The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, July 6, 2021. Muriel Zimbabwe Mchakaza Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, if you're tuning in right now, welcome, Muriel Zimbabwe. You're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection. We're coming to you from our studios, Studio 7, Voice of America in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, Muriel Zimbabwe, we focus on the increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths in Zimbabwe. We also speak to you about whether or not the COVID-19 lockdown, which Zimbabwe is on level 4, has impacted the lives of Zimbabwean youth. If you're looking to join us, Muriel Zimbabwe, you can call us. Live on air, our studio number is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, Muriel Zimbabwe, we're live on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Kindly share the programs with your networks. Also remember to press the like button. Ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like. So we see ukuthi ngempela likhona Zulukandaba sisonke like so. Njalo libukele uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Also feel free to write your comments in the comment section and we're going to be calling you live on air. We're going to be reading your comments in the live on air also. So remember, Muriel Zimbabwe, nyora my comments. Let us delve into tonight's discussion, Muriel Zimbabwe. First up, an update on COVID-19. According to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 56,014 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 41,406 recoveries, 1,911 deaths. Last night alone, 3,635 PCR tests were conducted, 1,450 new cases were detected, 1,167 recoveries, and 33 deaths. You heard that correctly, Muriel Zimbabwe, 33 deaths. 3 in Bulawayo, Kontutuzetunga, 9 in Harare, 3 in Manicaland, 3 in Mashonaland, 9 in Mashonaland West, 4 in Midlands, 1 in Mashingo, and 1 in Matabeleland North. The country currently has 12,697 active COVID-19 cases. To date, 797,715 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. 571,721 have taken both the first and the second jab. Zimbabwe currently is under level 4 of the COVID-19 lockdown. Now, whilst on the discussion of what is happening in Zimbabwe COVID-19 related, today, Honorable Monica Mchangwa addressed the media in a post-cabinet briefing whereby she advised on the steps that government is going to be taking in the fight against coronavirus. Let us head over to a clip of that address that Honorable Monica Mchangwa gave today, which is a courtesy of at Open Parli ZW. To watch the full broadcast, head over to their Facebook page and their YouTube page. Let's head over to Honorable Monica Mchangwa.
Regarding case management, infection prevention and control, the Ministry of Health and Childcare remains seized with managing COVID-19 cases which are detected in different parts of the country. Companies and universities have enough raw materials to increase production of PPE stocks and medicines which are used to manage COVID-19 symptoms. With regards to primary and secondary education, the nation is advised that in preparation for the opening of schools for the second term, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and Childcare, has instituted the following contingency measures. A, inspection visits are being carried out to assess the state of preparedness at all boarding schools, high enrollment day schools, and schools with very limited interest. And B, training workshops for teaching and non-teaching staff. And finally, D, confirmation of COVID-19 essential supplies in all districts. The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education is working on modalities to enable a blend of face-to-face classroom learning, remote learning at home and in communities, as well as alternative learning platforms such as e-learning, radio, and television.
That was our Honorable Monica Mchangwa, the Minister of Information, updating the nation on the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Zimbabwe and the strides that government is taking in the fight against the global pandemic. Today, we focus on how this pandemic is affecting the youth of the nation. Last week, Studio 7 correspondent and veteran journalist Ezra Chisasvanda took to the streets of Bulawayo, Gontutu, Ziyathunga, to hear from the youth themselves. Let us look at what they had to say to Ezra Chisasvanda.
Now, simply, I'm sorry, Baba. Hey, you're born in a park, you're going to be a coronation for you. You're going to be a
coronation for you. You're going to be a coronation for you. You're going to be a coronation for you. You're going to be a coronation for you. You're going to be a olokhambayo ngaze ukubuyeve nokudla ube kuningi njani ezidongela imali esikhwameni akula lutho njani olokhamba kwesitholakala sinjani sifini izimota khona lapho
ulimnye emgabona
njani le 22
wena ke laza njani esikolo lapha
esikolo hayi sahlule abantu thina
lethule kodwa lisebenzi
asebenzi
so liphila ngokwenza
ngokuphini izimota khona lokho.
Njona kathesi sokuchaswa ngo-3 kunje lizwa njani manje lephila njani?
Sokuchaswa ngo-3 sesazama ukubona icebo lokuthi ingene ekuseni la kanti sikhume masinyane lathi njengoba kuvala karesi phasi.
So ikhefu leke lithini ma?
Ikhefu siyayilalela siyilandelele ngoba singekele ukuyilandelelwa itholakala ususenkingeni.
Babu.
Babu opa plus futhi negcikane lona leli futhi anti singatholakala futhi lawo usulapho
nalo. So lina liyagqoka amamaski lawo?
Amamaski siyagqoka.
Kumbe lenzela amapholisa?
Senzela amapholisa. Ubona ikhiphile sobe senzela ugwayi lona lolu ajenda ubhema manje.
Oh okay, ugwayi uyabhema ugwayi la?
Ugwayi ajenda ubhema ugwayi.
Oh liyabhemisana manje kumesa ukuthi nxa umbhema usumthiyela lapho uzakufaka.
Yikho lapho kule nkinga khona phele lathi.
Lolu nqelo la i-corona ke uzathini?
Apa tingeke lube la.
Ndidaba.
Asazifikele.
Liyazifikele.
Ngoba hayi sazifikela lo nkulunkulu la ikhona. Uyakwazi ukuthi kulo hlelo olunje oluyehlele abantu. So lathi ngekhefu yona le lathi ngo-3 siyaphuma but asazi ukuthi njengoba lanti senza sokuthi kuzaba lo ncedo oluzasincedisa lathi khona lapha.
So lingacela ebantwini kulo munye ongabe likhangele ukuthi nxa ifuna ukusiza likhini nangapha izimota lokuthi bangalisiza ngani abantu abakhangeleyo.
Anyway loba ngaphanti esilonga umuntu enebilophethi hayi zwana fana mfuna ndlini elimothi sengitshotshaa ngaphi ivini endlini yakho sengisakuyenzela
bakuthola ngabo ukhulume phela ibizo lakho le number yakho omunye ngakufonele engxenye olalele
CP24
awula foni
phone number 078 882 111.
Okay, uhlala banonenjo?
Ngihlala lo mama lo anti okuthi.
So bakhangele wena ukuthi ngoba yalesinko
bakhangele mina.
Wena ke uhlala bani? La bakhangele ukuthi wena ubuya lesinko lempuphu. So ngogcina ifamily lapho. So yine gcina ifamily?
Yes, so ikwasibona ukuthi labo bengasivalela ngo-3 so kunje so kokusenza sibuye masinyane ekuseni this one ekutareni bona kuzicela yini abadala nje. Ukuthi lathi sihlale sinjani sifake ukudoda afuleni ngoba kunzima mdala wami i-COVID le lathi andilabona sesesehlule ukusebenza abantu they are rushing bonke abantu bagijima kula nto odinga unkulunkulu badinga imali so that thing is easy ukuthi njani affecthe abantu karos ungakhayela ama-accident ayenzakala babo still dingani badinga imali akulo dinga unkulunkulu. So you got that test one on two and fast fast extension. So 77 3 K free measure shines.
Well, Azulu kandaba liyamuzwa lo ngu Ezra Chisasvanda obekhuluba labasakhulayo speaking to the youth themselves be chasisa ngempela what they are meeting. Sithanda ukubonga u-Ezra Chisasvanda ngomsebenzi wakhe omuhle kangaka as he speaks to Zimbabwean youth on how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting their lives. And now we're waiting for our first guest, Unkosi Khona Dvidi, who's going to be joining us live via telephone from Gontutu, Ziyathunga. Dvidi is the founder of Community Podium TV. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngempela sesilaye ecingweni uDvidi. Unkosi Khona, welcome to the program, but how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rafa. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us, man. So we're looking to focus on Indabale COVID-19. Kanyangani, it's getting worse and worse by the day in Zimbabwe. So let's start off with the statistics. They seem to be increasing, as I just mentioned. How are people receiving this? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the statistics have been going up as almost high, but we have also noticed that there is a huge appetite right now for taking the jab or the vaccine, because we noticed that I think it's 2 weeks ago with 3 points, such as in Ulawayo, or in Bilo, UPH, the Lengudzeng Hospital. Those places were always packed with long queues. Someone actually told me that they'd wake up at 5 a.m. so that they could get the jab. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge appetite for the vaccine. We saw it in today. Amavendors were queuing, long queues, about to really want to go and get vaccinated in response to, you know, the statistics that we're seeing, the number of deaths are increasing. You know, 33 a day is quite huge, and you find that there is no day without death. At some point, we had huge statistics, but no death at all, but cardiopathy.
Right. I want to focus on what you just touched on, which is a very important factor of what happened namhla in Bulawayo, Harare, and other cities also, where government started this initiative where they were partnering up with different organizations on the ground, prioritizing abantu abakumsebenzi wezandla, the members of the informal sector. Tell us a little more about that. You briefly touched on the fact that bekule abantu abaningi ngempela. How did this program go namhla?
The program went well. Unfortunately for others, you know, the priority was given to those with vending licenses. So it was like more of a screening process to then find out which one, who is eligible, who is a vendor, and who is not. So with the youth turnout, many did not have that, because at the time you are in CGN, you don't have a vending license. So with the youth bout in the informal sector, it was a bit of a challenge, because they were prioritizing obviously vending license, but we saw another point that we visited at the city wall. There was another one. It was long queues of people who are willing to be vaccinated. We see them all the time. People are going to my pavement and everything. Those guys generally don't have the license. So in number, the I think it would go a long way in terms of, you know, assisting the informal sector. However, today with the stampede that we saw, I noticed a few hours ago, the city of Fulawayo is put out a notice to say, those are my points, you know, trying to decentralize it, these people can go to the places that are close to them. But the big challenge then now is now we have a license here, because likely all of us are vendors, including myself. You know, you can't survive with one stream of income.
Right. So talk to me a little more about that, uhlelo lolu, especially now that they're trying to take it more to the people. That seems to be one of the demands. I remember just last week, besolo munye umama uPretty Mpofu, she's also an informal trader, and isikhalazo sakhe esinkulu ngempela that she highlighted throughout her time when she was on the program was, yes, it's great ukuthi sebefuna ukuthi abantu bahlatshwe leli jekiseni, but it was difficult for them ukuthi wonke umuntu ahambe UPH Empilo Hospital. So for them, they wanted people to bring this vaccination program to the people, come to these local clinics and etc, which is something that they seem to be doing today. How important is that, and how helpful would that go?
I think it would be very helpful. You know, today the decentralization process is going to the people, but likely not covering all areas. It would have been nice if you send some clinics to Kolomane Clinic, Zilikazi, Taba, and even those local clinics, maybe could be points or centers where people can get vaccinated. However, since the focus is the informal sector, of which is one of the sites over vaccinate corner. They vaccinate around, but the biggest problem now is everyone wants the vaccine. So but all the line in the big license, you put on a corner up, or to see a family telling in the license now again. So make it. So those are the issues that are so continue to be appetite is high. So we now have to try to maybe utilize, you know, try to win a 2 billion gap, which is distributed much near so that people can get vaccinated as quickly as possible for us to achieve the immunity. But otherwise, now the appetite is very high. We saw the long queue. Mm-hmm. There was a specific call for the informal sector. It was a Wuhan. And people, you know, up to around 4 p.m., people were just standing there, hoping that something will happen and at least go home vaccinated. So people spent the whole day in those queues. It shows you the commitment by people to then say, you know, I need to get vaccinated. And well, there are some who spread information like, if you're not vaccinated, you will not be able to sail anymore. And so there's a lot of conspiracies, but however, the vaccine is on high demand. So
right. Asithinteni udaba lolungolimi lekamama ngamafishane DBT. Bengicela usichazisele uZulu about uhlelo lolu that happened namhla kobulawayo obelujonge ukuqhakathekisa abakumsebenzi wezandla ukuthi labo bathola ithuba lokuhlatshwa leli Jackson ele COVID-19.
Namhlanje kobulawayo bekubizwe laba abazisebenzayo abayenza imisebenzi yezandla ukuthi babuye bezohlatshwa iJackson le. Engancedisa ukuvikela ukubebethela kwe-coronavirus. Abantu baphume ngobuningi babo bathisika bathi hayi lokhu abade befanele ukuthi bekwenze nampa ukuthi bethola leyo vaccine. Kodwa-ke ama-point ona la ade kuthiwe abantu bekhona bemalutshwana kakhulu athola ukuthi abantu bebegcwele kubo-fidwon begcwele ngale kumakhethe kwi-30 aveli kuyisiphithiphithi wonke umuntu besisa ukuthi avaccinate. Kodwa uhlelo lolu uhlupho lube khona ukuthi abaningi abazithengisayo abalala ukuthi angama-vending licenses. So kube nzima ukuthi u-identify ukuthi uyazisebenza informal sector kumbe njani, ngoba yini indlela athi ngabalula ukuthi kuzikhanye ukuthi ozileyo ngobani. Kodwa sananzeke ukuthi abaningi futhi abakwanisi abanamabhezi ona lana, ngoba vele ashota ayilingeli wonke umuntu ofisa ukuthi abe le bheye ebhadele njalo ekhansilini. So uhlelo lolusa okwanamhlanje luqhube ngathi bidana nje, ngoba abantu abaningi even kwi-tier 4 ntambama abantu benokibebile besisa ukuthi ngabe bengavaccinate. So engikubonayo ukuthi uhlelo lolu lungahanjiswa emalokithini luvulwe njalo njengoba kuthiwa kobulawayo kule 15,000 for abantu abazisebenzayo abasebenza ukuthengisa abasithengiselayo thina esiqhotusana labo nsuku zonke esithenga lokhu nalokhuyana. So sibone ngani kungancedisa njalo nakuthi na futhi kunga-increase inumber yabantu abavaccinethwayo, wonke umuntu avaccinate ofisayo, ngoba isifiso sesisiningi. Abantu sebesithi demand isi-very high, abantu ubona umuntu ethola ilanga lonke lile edezweni engayanga ndawo engazange anganyikinyeki esifisa ukuthi avaccinate ukuthi kuncedise ukuthi i-coronavirus le esiyibone sivulela abantu abaningi. Especially ilanga yena le kajuni i-case yaphela lakathesi kunzima, and lama-hotspots ase-identifyiwe. Kungaba kuhle kakhulu ukuthi sesithi ngalesi sikhathi ivaccine singani sikhona ku-announcewa kwahulumende, sithole ukuthi abantu bathole ukuthi bevaccinate ezinemaklinikhi abo khona lapho lo ngama-access point, kube yinto nje yenzwa khafukhafu abantu bevaccinate kudlula.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo khonapha DBT, ngitolike kancane for our Shona audience. Vari kupinda muchirongwa muri yeZimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru. Kune munhu wese wati naye pari zvino pachirongwa tina vankosi khona DBT ndivo ka mukuru wesangano recommunity podium kubulawayoko. Sangano iri rine chinangwa chekudzidzisa vanhu zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana zvinoitika kumaruwa. Pari zvino tikubata nyaya yezvechirwere cheCOVID-19. Navo vana chochirongwa chakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu nezve chirongwa cheCovid-19 ndakuti chirongwa nezve chirwere cheCovid-19 kutekeshera pamwe nechirongwa chirimo munyika chekubaya vanhu nhomba yeCovid-19. Tiri kubvunza ka vadhiviti nezve zvaitika nhasi kubulawayo uyezve kuHarare apo hurumende pamwe nemasangano akazvimirira vabatana mukutanga chirongwa icho changa chakanangana nekubatsira vanoita mabasa emaoko vachivabaya nhomba yeCovid-19. Muchiri kurangarira kamhuri yeZimbabwe, about 2 weeks ago hurumende yakati kana usina kana usati wabayiwa nhomba yeCovid-19 uyezve uchitarisira kuita basa iri remaoko vari kuti chimbomira havasi kubvumidza vanhu kuti vaite basa remaoko vasina kubayiwa nhomba yeCovid-19. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa, ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuzeya. Tiri kukurukura nevechidiki kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika uyezve zvirongwa zvirimo munyika zviri kukanganisa here upenyu hwavo. Chirongwa pari zvino Zimbabwe iri palevel 4 yechirongwa cheCovid-19 lockdown. Now muri Zimbabwe, as we continue our discussion, there's a next clip that I'd like to head over to. Here we want to hear more about what medical experts are saying. Over the time, medical experts have also been commenting on the spiking COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and, of course, the deaths. Over the weekend, Studio 7 spoke to the former Minister of Health, Dr. Henry Madzorera, over the phone. Let's hear what Dr. Madzorera had to say, and then when we come back, we go back to our guest, Ngosikona Dividi.
Batwa nacho chirwere nevari kufa izvinova vakudarika 10 times zvataiona munana March April. Saka zvakakudaidzira kwatiri kuti titore matano sevanhu umwe neumwe wekuti zvotidzivirire chirwere ichi. Teka mask yako pese paunenge uri mumapublic spaces kuti udzivirire uchengetedze utano hweumwe munhu waari kufamba naye nehwako wewe futi. Ngatirege kupfeka mamask nokuti taona mapurisa, kwete izvi ndezvokuzvidzivirira nokuchengetedza vana veZimbabwe. Ngatiitei zvimwe zvese zvokugeza maoko, zvokusanitaiza, zvesocial distancing. Kana tiri mumasupemaketi kana tiri kumusika, haikona kubvumira munhu kuti aswedere pedyo newe. Usadye uroyi nokunyara vambuya. Ramba muudze kuti shamwari sibera kure neni. Ngatiitei social distancing.
Kamuri Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Dr. Henry Madzorera, the former Minister of Health in Zimbabwe. We're talking about what's happening. He's urging people, saying, by all means necessary, make sure that you practice social distancing, respect the COVID-19 regulations, etc, etc. He even further says, if someone comes close to you, tell them, Buti, please, stand back, stand back, stand back, social distancing. Let's head over to our guest, Ngosikona Dividi. Dividi, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm very nice.
Right. Let's continue there with the conversation. I want to touch a little more on the lockdown effectivity. But first off, you heard what Dr. Madzorera was saying there, where he's urging people by all means necessary to ensure that they practice social distancing, they abide by the lockdown regulations, most importantly, and of course, the World Health Organization's regulations. Is this what people are doing on the ground now?
Well, I would say people are trying to comply with the lockdown regulations. However, Katesi, we're at a point where we just saw post cabinet briefing by the Minister of Information, Publicity and Broadcasting Services, Monica Mtanda, saying that there's need for people to go into the city center using exemption letters. So it is where the tightening of the lockdown regulations as well, in terms of not everyone will be going to town. But also that aspect, as they're sharing the news, people were bringing in questions around, so even if you go and sell in town, who is going to buy this thing now? And, you need an exemption letter to go into town. Mm-hmm. So those are the issues where people, compliance at the same time someone is already thinking about their business. You say, I had not thought of that when we published that story, but then the readers themselves then think ahead and say, okay, if I go to the market tomorrow and sell, or I go to the city center and open my shop, who is going to come and buy? Because those who are likely going to come and buy are not going to be allowed in the roadblocks probably that will be in place tomorrow. to pass without an exemption letter of saying where you are going. Mm-hmm. It means they are, it goes back to the 2020 safety restrictions where now 2017, because government is already under the lockdown regulations that we are in, is highlighted 50% of people should be at work. So which means a small fraction of people will be in the workplaces maybe starting tomorrow. So the business person is, or the informal sector person or the vendor is thinking, because I want our food.
So it's
a serious dilemma that we are in. So in terms of people complying to the lockdown regulations, people are still going into town doing this and that, but not until today, because tomorrow probably, according to the announcement we have received, things might be tighter and it will not be as easy as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a little more about that. You talked of the fact that people are now going to be needing letters, which is a very important thing, because I'm sure abantu abaningi still were not aware of that recent development. What is this going to mean for people now? Njengoba abantu sebejwayele lokho ukuthi bayaphuma beyothenga amagrosa etc etc etc. What does this mean in terms of a movement yabantu within different communities in Zimbabwe?
This will most likely going to reduce movement. And you can see from the WhatsApp group conversations where people are saying, "If United Nations wants to be, because the students are locked in, the students are does it mean that the frontline workers are the ones going to work, and who are they, and things like that?" So and now people feel like, okay, maybe at some point, because of the point of which corner, maybe your exemption could be vaccination certification. Card or so all those things are affecting actually the economy. Lastly, the conversation is on the economic side of things. They say, okay, so many towns have and things like that. So it's there is a fine line there to then say, okay, the regulations are good because we are trying to curb this COVID-19, but people are then saying, okay, give us a vaccine and possibly move on, because people follow global news where they are saying UK is saying they are done with vaccine, they are opening the country. So all those things are at play where people, there's high demand for fast tracking of the vaccination process so that we can send the good news.
All right, Davidi, let me hold you on the line for 1 second and then we're going to come back to you shortly. Moria Zimbabwe, we're trying to get our second guest who's going to be joining us live via Skype from Matopo, Mr. Dube himself. He's going to be joining us. He's also heading another youth organization that really focuses on different things, youth empowerment, but they also understand the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on Zimbabwean youth. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. Mr. Decent Dube is going to be joining us soon via Skype, so I'm looking forward to that conversation. But just to read a couple of your Facebook comments, Moria Zimbabwe linga kohlwi abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, +12026192077 is the number to call. So if you're looking to join us live on air, I know ukuthi bakhona abanye, there are other people ababhalile phela inombolo zabo zocingo besithi bafisa ukungena kuhlelo. We're going to try getting you on the line soon. But just to read a couple of Facebook comments and then we're going to go back to Umnimza Nkosi Khona DVD. Tukona pa Facebook page redu re VOA Studio 7 Marwana. Pinda chokwadi Mr. Frank Zulu anze. Hi Mkoma Mike, I watch not senda shukuru sa Mkoma Frank Zulu. Tafazwa Madochi saying Mkoma Mike Murisei say I watch right Mkoma Tafazwa Kurisei kwa Muri Koko. Prince Mumba saying Mkoma Fish Murisei I want Renan Mkoma Prince Murisei say it not senda shukuru sa Nkupinda Mchirongwa. Emmanuel Okamba saying anze na Emmanuel Mkoma anze hi Mkoma Oliver in Beira. Kurisei kwa Mozambika, Mkoma tinotenda shukurusa. Charles is saying, Maswera say, ama zangu, aiwa tinotenda shukurusa. Mkoma Charles nukupinda mchirongwa. Anze na zivai, izinota urone zanu PF, dai izinchinzo zika, dai nyika. Yaka naka, asimuruku onaka kutuhurumende iriku shanda nemazo, mukubatsira wanu, wakasi anasiana Mkoma Madi. Kuisa namba, tinyatu, isisa komenti yenyu, mupinde umchirongwa. Aaron Marume is saying, Masora say, joining you live from Zambia. Muriwanji Mkoma Aaron, how are you doing? Thank you so much, everybody. Ongenayo kuhlelo kukhasilethwele VOA Ndebele. Nangu Shepherd Ndlovu uthi Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe muhle, good evening. Siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Ususani uthi okay. Siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Susani MK Mkwananzi uthi evening Zimbabwe muhle. MK siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Saka Muri Zimbabwe Msakangano, if you're looking to join us, you can also write your name and number in the comment section, and we're going to be calling you live on air. Now back to you, Numzana Tibiti. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there, Mike.
So another thing I want to touch on is in WA, last week we saw Honorable Kazembe Kazembe. We're going to play a clip of him later on. But he was touching on basically reinforcing okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa last week Tuesday, where he was saying ukuthi amaphoyisa kanye lamabutho are going to be out in full force, ensuring ukuthi abantu bayahlonipha umthetho we lockdown and of course the the COVID preventative regulations. Have you seen such on the ground?
None yet. We haven't seen any on the ground ever today. From the time that statement was announced. So I'm not sure whether we might expect probably the Vasogulagwama extension later to then say this would be the starting point of the enforcement and also the tightening of but we have not seen any. But largely, Mike, citizens are still compliant. You know, 3:30, everyone closes shop. By 6:30, people are already home or within their area of residence.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of compliance has been there in terms of, you know, following the curfew hours or the business closing hours. Shops will be closed, whether those shops that are privately owned, the private sector has played a role. Because you would find even in supermarkets, very now we have were inside and things like that. But we are yet to see how this turns out when it comes to the, you know, the nuance on AMA letters, exemption letters, or letters of work as a way to fill the past within the citizen.
All right. Let me hold you on the line once again, Mr. Tibiti. Muri Zimbabwe, let's head over to the next clip that we have of Honorable Kazembe Kazembe, who is the Minister of Home Affairs. And now, last week on July 2nd, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe addressed the nation. And of course, he was speaking alongside the Minister of Defense, Honorable Opam Chinguri. During this address, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe stressed the importance of citizens abiding by the COVID-19 regulations or risk facing arrest. Something very, very important. Let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Open Poly ZW once again. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook and a YouTube page. Let's head over to the speech that Honorable Kazembe Kazembe gave last week.
In response to the spike in COVID-19 cases and fatalities across the country amid the third wave, as well as the spread of the new deadly COVID-19 variants, including the Delta variant, the security forces will ensure strict adherence to the level 4 COVID-19 national lockdown measures. In line with World Health Organization health protocols, all citizens are mandated to wear appropriate face masks in public places and to strictly practice social distancing. Failure to wear face masks is a punishable offense. In the month of June 2021 alone, a total of 51,018 people were arrested for the offense. Given the threat posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, the security forces will ensure strict compliance to the above prevention and containment measures without fear or favor. For avoidance of doubt, the following measures will be enforced. A curfew running from 18:30 hours to 0600 hours. For the sake of public health and in efforts to contain the deadly biosecurity threat, the security forces urge the public and motorists to the street movement and to adhere to the stated curfew hours. Businesses are to operate from 0800 hours to 15:30 hours. Intercity travel remains banned. The security forces will ensure that pirate taxis or mshika shika are decisively dealt with as part of the COVID-19 level 4 national lockdown measures. Beer halls, nightclubs, and bars remain closed. I repeat, remain closed. Those found violating this restriction will be dealt with decisively. Citizens are urged to inform police should they come across these violations. Weddings and all other public gatherings remain banned for the duration of level 4 national lockdown, except for funerals, for which only 30 people are allowed to attend, a maximum of 30 people only. Business entities are to decongest workplaces as announced by His Excellency the President. For the sake of public health and human security, and in line with their mandates, the security forces will ensure strict adherence to the above measures. Offenders will be dealt with in accordance with the country's laws. Ladies and gentlemen, comrades and friends, COVID-19 is real, and every citizen is obliged to follow the aforementioned measures as well as the World Health Organization health protocols.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kazembe Kazembe there. That clip we played was courtesy of Open Pali ZW. Shout out to them for letting us use that clip. Now, let us wrap up with Unkosikhona Dibiti, and then we're going to head over to our second guest joining us live via telephone from Matopo. Dibiti, usapho necingweni? Let's give you a chance to wrap up here. What last sentiments would you have for the listeners right now who are seeing all these developments in Zimbabwe?
I think my last sentiment would be probably maybe for different stakeholders to come together. Let's work together. Let's assist Avanti. You find that, you know, where we are saying social distancing, not crowding, no gathering bands. But you find that people gander in these spaces where they want a vaccine, where they want to buy this and the other. So let's decentralize the system around the vaccination process so that Avanti, there's even name, if 16,000 is quite small, there's even name so that people get vaccinated and go home, and maybe increase the workforce as well in the health sector so that it's done with the utmost speed that is there. In Popular, we've seen the appetite. We're also calling upon, let's go in also to these smaller cities and also to the remote areas so that they also get the jab. Otherwise, let's stay safe in that way and protect ourselves and our loved ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Nkosikhona Dibiti. Thank you so much, Mnumzana Dibiti, ngokungena kuhlelo. As usual, we really appreciate your input. It's always really vital. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Mike.
Mure Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Nkosikhona Dibiti, says Rwanda Mbutsana Nguraka, Ndiwoka Mukuru, we Sangano Re Community Podium, Vane Zhurongwa, Zwakanangana Nekuzitsa Vanu, Ne Zhurukuitika Munyika Kunyanya, Patino Tarisa Nyaadze, Kuteke Shira Kwechiro Reche COVID-19, Manzwaka Va Dibiti, Watsana Ngura Ozwe, Kari Kuti New Development, Yaitika Nasi Munyika, Anzi, Mapepa, Ae, Aimbo, Nikana Utuvanu, Awane Mikana Yekumbo, tendera mtaund tsamba dziya dzadzoka zvekare hanzi kuitira kuti uwane mukana wekutendera tendera mutaund munhu kwakudikana kuti ave netsamba kuti afambe zviri pamutemo. So muri Zimbabwe, those are some of the developments happening in the country, but to further make us understand the impact of the level 4 COVID-19 lockdown that's in Zimbabwe, the impact that is happening on Zimbabwean youth, we're also joined via telephone from Matopo. He's the co-founder of Matopo Youth Development Initiative, Mnumzana Decent Dube. Dube, welcome to the program, bro. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Matopo is good.
No, it's really great. We appreciate you taking time out to be with us today. So let's start off with where you are, Bafo. How are things looking in Matopo in terms of, people abiding by the COVID-19 regulations?
Okay, thank you so much. I think considering from the context of Matopo is a rural setup, so people, it's really hard to adhere to the COVID-19 regulations, considering that when funerals are being held in rural areas, for people to maintain the 30 people who are expected to attend funerals, sometimes it becomes complicated because it's really hard to turn away people considering the context of rural setup. The other thing, people are reluctant to take the vaccination. Currently, there's no vaccination in Matobo. It's mm-hmm. only the second year, so we're still waiting for the first year. But there was reluctance in terms of taking the step. So the other thing which is happening here, I think there's a lot of taking. Taking is making waves on WhatsApp and stuff like that because people cannot access most of the mainstream media and other sources of information. So fake news is complicating a lot of things. It actually it's actually countering the fight of COVID-19. So mm-hmm. that's the problem which are coming across. And the other thing is teenage pregnancy and gender-based violence are some of the issues which are getting rise because of COVID-19. So these are the issues which are happening in a rural setup.
Right. So now let's quickly then zone into abantu abasakhulayo. How, especially the lockdown, we now have been on a level 4 lockdown for a week now. How has this affected impilo zabantu abasakhulayo in Zimbabwe?
A lot. From I realize that these districts which are close to a border, like Botswana and South Africa, which are proximate to other neighboring countries, were surviving through cross-border trading. So a lot has changed, a lot of their business has been affected. So it has affected their day-to-day lives. So it also escalated the cases of violence in our district. So I think it has affected a lot of young people. And then a lot of young people are going through a lot. And a lot of people are not going to go back to school. That most of them are pregnant. There are child marriages, cases which have been reported of child marriages and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think young people are at the receiving end because of lockdowns and stuff like that. But most of the cases, I think, young people are not finding means to get end meat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You briefly touched on the fact that with Ematopo right now, as you mentioned, there seems to be no port for vaccination, which I'm really curious about. Njengoba about 2 weeks ago, uhulumende uthe for people to be able to operate, especially laba abaku informal sector, and there's also some people like doctors who are being pushed, basically for you to be able to continue your practice, you need to have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So what's happening with people in Matopo now that, you mentioned, Uguti, they're scared, they're reluctant to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and B, you mentioned that there's no port where people can go take the vaccine. Where's the closest place that people go to?
Yeah, I think the access of information, I think the government is not doing much to reach out to people from rural areas because most of them, they don't even know that the government reported that people need to be vaccinated so that they can cope with their day-to-day business. And the other thing I just want to see is that the government now has released a statement that the people are expected to have resolution letters for them to travel. Mm-hmm. But this is information which has not yet reached the rural folks. So you can imagine how the kind of situation which people find themselves in. That it touched what is happening in the country. The decisions are made there. So I feel like they need to devolve when it comes to giving these regulations and stuff like that. So that everyone is aware of what is happening. We've got a collective approach in terms of fighting COVID-19. So it's not like people don't want to take vaccine, but I feel like they're not given enough information. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I feel like the government is not meeting people halfway. As much as people are expected to be responsible, in taking the vaccination.
Mm-hmm. So now, earlier on, Dube, we touched on, and I really like the fact that you also stand for young people's rights. Earlier on, we played a clip by U-Honorable Kazembe Kazembe, where you were saying, wonke umuntu who does not abide by the COVID-19 regulations, anyone that doesn't abide by the lockdown regulations, are going to face the wrath of the law. Ngoba they are making sure ukuthi amabutho kanye lamaphoyisa are going to be on the ground, making sure that people abide by these lockdowns. Anyone that doesn't abide by it is merely just going to be arrested. So I want to touch on that a little bit. What is your reaction to that? To that thing that Honorable Kazembe is talking about?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's good for government to actually advise people to abide to the regulations and stuff like that. But I feel like sometimes the security forces may actually use this as a way of suppressing whether the any way of expressing people expressing of their day-to-day business, because it has been proved that in most of the how regulations are enforced, there is selectiveness. Some people are paid from these regulations and stuff like that. I feel like it will go on, and young people will get extremely end because they are the ones who are doing most of these things, are traveling and stuff like that. Some of them don't even know what is happening. So I feel like it gives even the police maybe to be selective or to abuse. So I feel like if this thing was done properly, mm-hmm. people are going to apply it. But people will feel like, why is it done to someone and not done to everyone? So it is now us against them. So this thing, it doesn't have to be like that. It has to be fair. It doesn't have to be selective. It has to be a collective cause where all of us want to approach this thing from mm-hmm. a collective approach. So if it's done like that, there's no corruption and stuff like that, I think it could be a win-win situation, yeah.
I like the fact that you just you briefly touched on corruption there. I had a conversation with Perseverance Jabangwe for our radio show earlier on. I was hoping he'd be able to join us, but we can't seem to get a hold of him. But basically, in that interview, he alluded to the fact that there are some people who are participating in corruption, which is also directly linking to the increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths that we're having in Zimbabwe. Because when people are crossing borders, there's some people who are crossing with fake COVID certificates who are bribing their way through it. Even on the ground, as we talk about the enforcement of these regulations, there are some people who are dizzying by patala, angaboshwa, angabanjwa, ipoisa, and ama military personnel. We are dizumuntu utai, please let me go. And then they continue, the cycle continues. How is corruption playing a role here in terms of what Zimbabwe is currently experiencing when we talk about an increase in COVID-19 cases and deaths?
Yeah, I feel like you realize now the government said that now intercity traveling is not allowed. So even Zupco buses are not traveling. For example, I'll give an example from Mapisa to Bulawayo. There are no Zupco buses in these past few days. But there are private taxis which are actually ferrying people from Bulawayo to Mapisa and Mapisa from Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
So they are passing roadblocks. So you'll be asking yourself, what kind of... are the police opposing what the government is reporting, or the government is actually saying it for the sake of saying it? Because it would be like, people will be inside the taxi, there are 16 people inside, and those people... mostly some of them only having masks and stuff like that. So you wonder, what are we doing exactly? What are we doing? Because they just stop there, they are bribed, they pass the roadblocks. Then if someone comes, you are unlikely, you are arrested, or sometimes you'll be let go later on. So it's actually, it's not like we are fighting COVID. It's like you are proving who has got power, in the name of COVID. So it's like COVID is used mm-hmm. to enrich individuals and stuff like that. So COVID is actually, COVID as a disease, as a virus, is something which is secondary. So it's a sad situation which is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
corruption is actually something which is making waves in our way from Matoba. I think all this is something which is happening. People are traveling
mm-hmm.
and they are passing roadblocks and stuff. And the cases are rising. And at the end of the day, because you come to rural areas, and there are a lot of old people in rural areas, and we start getting to a situation where we cannot contain this thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to, you know, one thing that a lot of experts that have come onto this program, Bafwe, have highlighted is that it seems as though the biggest group to break through in Zimbabwe when it comes to, I guess, COVID-19 regulations and all that, they feel as though the biggest group that is resisting or the biggest group that is not abiding by these regulations is abantu abasakhulayo, the youth of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree on that?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, sometimes this can be true. It can be true because the young people, it's like they're in a situation where they don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like the situation of vendors. And now the vendors, the government has intervened and said that they are now should be prioritized in terms of getting vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like young people need to prioritize as well, because these people, they need to make a living, and sometimes they will tell themselves that the owner should go for a movie. So at the end of the day, we just need to be considerate and understand that these young people, they are going through a lot. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, they will be at the forefront being found at the wrong side of the law or regarded as some people who don't follow the regulations. But at the end of the day, they need to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
as much as the government will be giving new regulation in terms of containing COVID-19, they need to consider how people are going to survive in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing should be balanced. I don't know how best they can be, but I think the government is in a position to know better on how best they can fight with the COVID-19, other people's lives.
All right, Mnumzana Dube, we're going to sit in the lolung or limi luga mama and I'm a fishani, and then we'll wrap up. Asithinteni udaba lohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown, bengicela ukuthi uchasisele abalaleli ukuthi uhlelo lolu njengoba eleZimbabwe seluku-level 4 lohlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown, lapho uZulu jikelele uyakhuthaza ukuthi ahlale ezindlini, uhlelo lolu luphazamisa njani impilo zabantu abasakhulayo elizweni?
Ya, ikhona into enhle, we're trying to fight COVID sonke and we're aware of COVID. Mina as someone who is who represent abantu abasha, who know ama grievances abantu abasha and we share their grievances, I feel like there's a lot which is happening and we are at the forefront of peace and the place of violence, especially young girls that are being affected, that are abused by their peers. Some of the cases are not reported, and where the case which you attended, whereby Amaponza, they took 3 days to attend a gender-based violence case, whereby a 20-year-old girl was assaulted by another 25-year-old boy. So
mm-hmm.
you can imagine what kind of went on during COVID, and for people to reach out to Ama Station, and if there is no willingness for Ama Police to go to this ground, and abantu abasha, they can't go to South Africa, or they can't even, some of them can't even go to Bulawayo. And we also have frustration, we have a lot of so a lot is happening to young people, depression, young people, which is going to affect this generation.
Mm-hmm. Sesikhangela ke impilo zabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla njengoba eningi labantu abasakhulayo in the country are, I guess, part of the informal trade. Impilo zabantu abakumsebenzi wezandla ziphazamiswa njani ngalolu hlelo?
Abaphambaniseke kakhulu ngoba uyakukhangela maybe sometimes umuntu uyazenzela maybe into zokwakha lanilani. Akusibo bonke abantu kathi sabatholayo ukuthi bangakwazi ukuthi khona bebe khatha abantu abasha ukuthi beyakhe noma bebazebenzile. So uyathola ukuthi khona umuntu omusha akasakhoni ukusebenza. Baningi abafana abangasakwanisiyo ukuthi khona bezenzele into zokubaza engibaziyo. Maningi amantombazana angasakhoni ukuthi khona noma azilungele into zawo because imakethi yabo isingekho. So kuba nzima ngoba umuntu uma ebhizinisi encane ma kungani kuba nzima ugcine engasaproduce anything. Then ibhizinisi enkulu la isibuya vele ishi penetrate lokuzeni indawo yakhe laphakathi lama-clients khona ecine vele yehle ku-recover. So some of them might not be able to recover even post-COVID. So into leyo is going to affect abantu abasha kakhulu, especially laba benza okwezandla. And abanye bigger companies like are benefiting from this situation in most cases, and abantu abasha to be young entrepreneurs kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi khona bangasurvive i-competition ekhona.
Right, but for iskathi sesesihlungu mangoyi, so in less than a minute bengicela ukuthi uphosele amazwi akokugcina to abalaleli kakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo who are watching interview yethu manje.
Okay, mina into engayitsho abantu abakhulayo ukuthi COVID ikhona, let's try to compliment the government lathi silwe iCOVID. And the other message is our ask the government to go to corner while the
prioritizing ama vulnerable groups. One of the most vulnerable groups. And we can't avoid it because the generation which is actually usually our leaders they say which one aren't about to even that about notalism or no matter to note. So in the way they need to show what you can only have a Kuluma here and see. Let's take vaccination. There are a lot of conspiracy theories, but let's show what you can do. Why smart generation is taking vaccination and fight COVID.
I see a good one. Mnumzana Decent Dube, thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo. Muriya Zimbabwe, that was a Decent Dube, the co-founder of Matobo Youth Development Initiative. Besilaye kuhlelo, tinotenda zvikuru sava Dube, nekupinda muchirongwa. Muriya Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, makatira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo lwavacha, lilami uMike Hove, takusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Lingakhohlwi ukubhala inombolo zenu zocingo, ukuze silingene, uhlelo lakubhalo njalo ukubhala imibono yenu ku Facebook ku VOA Studio 7 la ku VOA Shona kanye la ku VOA Ndebele. If you're tuned in right now, you're listening to Live Talk The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove. We're speaking to the youth about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on Zimbabwe. Shout out to Mr. T. Darira. Aswa ininindin Darira. Just signal partnering up with Roots Africa for that message there. Hands gezae maoko, gezae maoko, gezae maoko. As we wrap up tonight's program, Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight the works of young Zimbabweans across the globe. Tonight, we're going to focus on Mr. Tinashe Nyamuchoda, a young Zimbabwean wine connoisseur who's taking the globe by ways. Started his own wine company. Let's take a look at an interview that we had with Tinashe.
When Zimbabwean Tinashe Nyamudoka left his homeland for South Africa, he had never tasted wine. Now, 11 years later, he's a renowned sommelier and the star of a documentary that premiered at New York's Tribeca Film Festival 3 weeks ago.
None of us had ever tasted.
Blind Ambition follows Zimbabwe's first four sommeliers to take part in the prestigious Blind Wine Tasting Championships in France in 2017 and 2018.
It's like the Olympics of wine tasting.
The four men had left Zimbabwe at the height of the country's economic crisis in search of work and have gone on to become among the best wine tasters in South Africa.
Obviously, the first year we didn't do well, but the following year, having to beat the great wine nations like the US, the UK, I think that's one of the best moments. And I think that traveling into the wine world with guys you are so acquainted with and drinking good wines, I mean, it's just...
Warwick Ross, one of the Australian producers of Blind Ambition, said the four sommeliers have disrupted the prevailing wisdom that people with wine knowledge are predominantly white.
That fascinated us, and we really wanted to see what happened and wanted to follow these guys as they challenged that white wine world.
Blind Ambition clinched the Audience Award for Best Documentary at Tribeca.
You're the best palates in the world.
As for Nyamudoka, he launched his own wine label at the end of 2017.
It took a while to get traction, but once people like really got into wine, man, it's been doing phenomenally well. I have to be humble and honest and grateful about it.
The man who was uprooted from his country named his brand Kumusha, meaning home or origin in Shona.
Where I've come from, and
now his wines are spread across the globe.
I think I actually do believe in destiny.
Nyamudoka says they are selling out in the United States, Kenya, Holland, and Zimbabwe. And soon he'll start exporting to Nigeria and Britain.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there Tinashe Nyamudoka. Check him out on social media. Special shout out to my guests that joined us in Nasim Chirongwachelucheveshiki. I go by the name of Mike Hove at BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to catch up with me. Let's meet same time, same place. Pano, Panepenyi Radio Studio 7. Maria Zimbabwe, Mchongazo Mushe. Bye bye!